Hey guys and girls, this is your host Alisha Lakhani. Welcome to Key Briefing Podcast. Let's get started.
Hello Reef Keepers. I've been in this hobby for a year and I was reflecting on the challenges and the lessons that I've learned in this hobby. Out of that exercise, I actually found out the three major things that I feel I really want to share with the community. So here is your tip number one. First thing that you have to make sure is that you care for your tank, but you do not control the tank. So what do I mean when I say care but do not control? We need to understand that our aquariums are basically a living ecosystem, and we work very hard to keep our aquarium spotless. And that's where the issue lies, because your aquarium will never be spotless. It's not supposed to be spotless. Look at the ocean. There's always some imperfection. There's always something that you'll not be happy with. And that's how nature is supposed to be. Nature is imperfect, and that's what makes nature perfect. So we need to understand that we are always caring and we are not actively controlling the tank. So what exactly I mean when I say care and not control? So basically, caring is when you are playing a passive part in managing the tank. When you're playing a passive part, which means you are not constantly interacting with your tank, you're not constantly putting your hands in the tank, you're not constantly moving things around, gluing things up, moving things here and there. What you are doing is basically providing stuff for the tank to thrive, and that's called care. But a control strategy over here would be when your hands are always in the tank, every day you're doing some sort of maintenance, every day you are changing the filter sock, every day you are cleaning your equipment, every day you are cutting the corals, fragging the corals, moving the corals around, touching the corals, making them not happy, making them close up, making them uncomfortable, because corals do not love drastic changes, nor does your aquarium. So rule number one of my tank is basically, ever since I learned this thing, ever since I reflected on this, I realized that I was controlling too much of my tank. And that's not what nature wants. Nature thrives when you leave it alone, because nature has so many living organisms that take care of so many things. In the ocean, there are multiple things doing multiple jobs. Multiple fishes have multiple jobs, and everything is there for a purpose. But when you meddle with nature, you're constantly changing the parameters of those organisms to thrive. Remember, an ecosystem will do what an ecosystem does. It evolves, and your tank will only evolve when you leave it alone. By leaving alone, I don't mean that you completely forget your tank. I mean that you provide the things that your tank needs. Let me give you my example. When I started this hobby, I actually ran into a green hair algae issue. And this is a complicated hobby. This hobby takes you from beginner to intermediate to advanced in a very short amount of time. And there's a lot of ways you can mess up the tank, and no one tank is similar to the other tank. So strategies differ. So I ran into green hair algae issues, and I found out a bunch of things. GFO, I had like no pox, and I had water changes, and I had phosphate removers, I had nitrate removers, and all those things. And I added too many things at the same time. So every day I was buying something, I was adding something to my tank, testing constantly, 3 times in a day, 4 times in a day. It was crazy. It was just unacceptable. Very recently, in the end of last year, I got busy in my personal life. I was going through some personal struggles, and I realized that I cannot give a lot of time to my tank. It was basically at the time of October, and my job was demanding too much from me, so I stopped caring too much about my tank, and the algae situation got worse, and I panicked, and I started posting the same questions online, and I was just asking reefers, what do I do? And that was a point when I wanted to quit this hobby, because I couldn't give enough time to it. But I asked myself, and I constantly, the answer was, I'm in this hobby because it makes me happy. I want to continue being happy. So what do? I cannot leave my tank ugly. I need to do something, right? So I talked to my mentor, and one thing that he suggested me was that you are doing too much. You're adding too many things at the same time. You are doing a lot for your tank. Sit back, relax, take a deep breath. Start doing things slowly. Stop controlling too much. And that's the thing that I wanted to take away from that. I'm doing too many things. There are too many parameters, and I'm doing too many things at the same time. So what I did is that I researched, what last thing do I add to my tank, in which way the tank evolves, in which the tank stabilizes itself. So my mentor told me that I should get a Fox Base or I should get a tank. So I just went out, bought a very good healthy pair of Fox Face, and I added to my tank along with some snails and crabs. And I would say within the first 2 weeks, I started seeing noticeable difference. My crabs and my snails started eating the algae. I was still dosing Nopox and bacteria, but that was the only thing that I was doing. I was not doing water changes, which everyone dreads, I'm sure of. And I did not add any GFO or carbon to my tank. All I did was added that fish, make sure that the fish was eating good quality food, and I just added Nopox and bacteria. And that took me 15 minutes a day. That's it. 15 minutes a day, and my tank started stabilizing. There was a time when I did not even spend 15 minutes. I just fed the fish and I stopped dosing Nopox and I forgot about it. And that's when I realized my tank started changing. My tank started evolving. The algae started dying off. The water started clearing up. The fishes became healthy. The corals became healthy. They started taking more and more space. They looked fluffier. When I reflected, that's when it hit me that, you know, when people say nothing good happens in a reef fast enough, except bad stuff, that's the time when I realized that, damn, I was just meddling with too many parameters on the same day or on the same week or in the same month. And that's not what nature wants. Nature wants to be left alone. And when you leave it alone, new organisms start showing up in your tank and they start thriving. The more you put your hands, the more you mess up your tank. So try to have a strategy in which you don't put your hands in the tank and you don't put anything in your tank. You don't touch your tank. You just add the core things and you let your tank adapt. Don't add too many things chemically. Don't add too many things biologically. Don't add too many things mechanically. Have one strategy, stick with it for 3 to 4 months and then see the results. That's how scientists does it. And that's one of the advice that I would give you. I usually have a rule now. If I'm doing more than 30 minutes maintenance every day, then I'm doing something wrong. And that's it. That's the only advice that I would give you. And I would suggest that you remember care, but not control your tank. Let nature do what it does best. So the second thing that I learned in this hobby, and this is very profound, this has a deeper meaning than it sounds like, it's to commit that giving up is not an option. You cannot give up on your tank. Now, how does it help you? We need to understand the concept, the relationship of love and this hobby. And we all start this hobby with passion. We all start this hobby with some sort of love to the ocean, some sort of love for these animals, for these pets that we have. Sometime in this hobby, when you get busy with too many things happening to your tank or too many problems coming in your tank, could be a pest showing up in your tank, could be that a green hair algae or diatom or, you know, any other sort of dinoflagellates, any of these algae or bacteria or pest could be growing in your tank, and you just feel frustrated. You feel like this is not the thing that you want in your tank, and why are you going through that change? You need to understand that things will fix itself, as I mentioned before, but you need to understand, you need to ask yourself, why did I start this hobby? What was the thing that got me into this hobby? And having a clear vision of where do you want to go in next 3 to 4 years with your tank really helps. Because what you do is that you visualize in your brain what is exactly the path that you're following. And you're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some deviations. You're going to have some challenges in this hobby. But that doesn't mean that you give up. And that's a profound difference, because it drives you. It really keeps you pushing. It reminds you that you cannot give up. Now, what's the next best option that you can do? What's the thing that you can do to save your reef tank? And I feel like that's the same ideology that a lot of ocean conservationists have as well, is that you cannot give up on the ocean. We need ocean. We need these reefs. We need these fishes. And we need this for humanity. We need this thing for our kids. And we need these things to thrive. So giving up on the ocean or giving up on your reef tank or giving up on the fishes that you love is not an option. And love has this magical quality that it helps you pass through the hardest of difficulties in the easiest of ways. So whenever you're facing challenges, whenever you're in despair, whenever you think of shutting down your tank just because you're having that worst nightmare of algae, just remember it's a time that will pass. This is just a time challenge. It's a time-bound challenge. It's going to pass itself. And the only way it will pass is that you show some love to your tank. And you don't forget that these pets rely on you. Every day when you rush to your tank to feed your tank, you can see the reaction of your fishes. You can see that they swim up to you. They look up to us. They look up to us to feed them. They know that something is going to feed them. And if we don't feed them, then our fishes will just die. And that's an unacceptable option. When we get these fishes, we take some sort of oath in our brains that we are not going to let this thing die. We're just going to take care of it, just like we do to any other cats or dogs or any other pet in our life. And that's the kind of strategy that I really think helps us. And it took me some time to realize that giving up is not an option. And it got me through some really crazy times in my tank. I was literally playing mad scientist on my tank at one point. And through some difficult decisions I had to make, I once decided to close my tank. But then I asked myself, what got me into this? Why did I spend so much money on this? And when the answer came to me, it was all love. And then I felt love for this ocean, and I felt love for the hobby that I'm doing. And that's what kept me going. So remember, giving up is not an option. These pets rely on us. These organisms rely on us. And if you don't give up on them, they won't give up on you. The third observation that I had, and the third lesson that I learned, is that this hobby is not about fishes. This hobby is not about corals. This hobby is not about reefs in general. And why do I say that? I realized this very early on in this hobby, that this hobby is about storytelling. This hobby is about art. This hobby is about love. It's about science. It's about inspiration. Countless times when you engage in this hobby, when you engage in Facebook groups, when you engage in reef to reef forums, when you engage in BRS, Ask BRS channel on Facebook, you'll realize people have some sort of magical connection with the pets that they have on their home. They have this magical connection to the ocean. And every time you hear somebody talk about the ocean or the reef tank, you'll see them explaining things in a very philosophical way, in a very love way. There are people, like I personally remember reading a post where there was this person who found his love of his life in a fish store. And I realized that very early on, and that this hobby is not about the things that we keep only. It's about humans. It's about people. People are inspired by fish tanks. It's the sort of thing that takes you to your childhood when a kid watches a reef tank for the first time, and you should see his reaction. He's constantly pointing at the fishes. He's constantly tapping on the mirror just so that a fish interacts with them. And when a fish swims by, you should see their reaction. You should see the corals, the torch coral flowing, and you should see a kid watching it mesmerizingly and wishing that he could just be part of it. And that's what this hobby is all about. This hobby is about love. This hobby is about storytelling. I'll share my own story, and I'll tell you, just to be kind on me in this one, that don't judge me. When I joined this hobby, I was going through a very bad depression in my life. And the moment I entered the fish store, it sparked my imagination. It inspired me. And I thought to myself, can I create something better? Can I create a work of art? And then I started reef keeping. And I realized that my mind was constantly challenged by the scientific experiments that I was doing with this tank. And it got crazy to a point that I was reading, I was watching YouTube, I was interacting with reefers for 6 to 8 hours of my day after my work hours, and it was crazy. And I was preaching to a lot of people that, you know, this is the best hobby that got me, you know, out of depression. And at one point I did look back into my year and I realized, damn, I've grown a lot in this year, and it's all because of my reef. It's all because of my fishes. It's all because of the learnings that I've had through with this tank. So in this hobby, there are so many stories. There are so many interesting people that you'll meet, and there are so many viewpoints. And I would really encourage you to interact with these people, to learn, to read, to take a mind of a scientist and explore with the artistic side of this hobby, or vice versa. This hobby is full of interesting stories, interesting people, interesting insights. You just have to open your eyes to it. So I ask you now, what is about this hobby that inspired you? What personal challenges this hobby helped you overcome? What brought you to this hobby? Why, out of every pet in the world, you got a reef tank? I would love to know your story. Please do share your story. And I hope you enjoyed this beautiful podcast.
Now, if you're with me till this point, I really want to thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure you're subscribed to Keep Reefing on your favorite podcast provider so that you don't miss out on the future episodes that I'll put out. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would really mean a lot if you could leave a rating or a review for this podcast. It helps me with the motivation to make more episodes just like this. But until then, thanks for listening. See you in the next episode. This is Alisha Lakhani and I'm signing off. Keep reefing.